There it is. The face that launched a thousand quips.
I can't be looking too deeply into that anymore because I'm afraid of getting the old Corona 32 off it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's whatever it's called nowadays. Jesus, panic.
Free the COVID-19.
Don't free it. Fucking kill the thing to death, please.
Actually, this is sort of like eagle-eyed viewers will recognise a few differences. Look, we have these different things on the microphones.
Our own personalised.
Has names on them.
Mine's definitely. As if I used to be checking what the name is. Of course, it's PJ. For Jesus' sake.
We were given our own. They call them pop shields or whatever. These little things that cover the microphones. To stop you spitting and things.
It's unbelievable that the panic that's going on. I've bought into it. I've bought into the panic. I'm taking part in the panic.
Actually, because you were quite flippant at the start.
I was very flippant. I thought it was actually a bit of crack. I thought the whole COVID-19 was like living in a zombie movie. I was like, this is actually, living in. It's brilliant fun in the crowd, and you're watching it and it's sure nothing real will happen. It'll only be a flu. Oh, Jesus, what's going on?
Yeah.
And now I've given now up everything.
Now you're all sort of, every time there's a little... You're like, I think it's happening, Jim. I may have to say goodbye.
I've convinced myself I've had it five times now.
Yeah, yeah.
I was up all night last night.
You're very subdued this morning.
Stop reading about the fucking thing. It's driving me mad.
Is that what you're doing? It's keeping you up all night reading about it.
I can't stop reading it. And then, how can you sleep when you think you're going to die? Do you know what I mean?
Just want to show people looking as well. We also have these, which apparently are no use.
Yeah.
We have this. Look,
alcohol spray.
For our hands and everything. Do all this malarkey.
Jim thinks you're supposed to spray it on your hands. What you're supposed to do is drink it, so it immediately gets you bollocks.
Would you like any?
No, I don't want anything. Taking the anxiety away. Not after
just
you touched it anyway.
There you go. Excuse me, my hands that were already clean. Anyway,
I've been dipping my balls in it and everything. Just crazy. It's gone mad though. It's like all the crack has gone out of it. There was a small period of crack. But the crack has gone over. And as for any Yahoo that's gone over to Cheltenham, if you're over there in Cheltenham, addicted to cocaine and horses or whatever it is the hell you're at, God almighty, don't come back to Ireland, please.
It's mad.
Apparently up to 20,000 Irish people travelled over to
Cheltenham. It's huge. A huge thing. It's like, for some people, it's their holidays. It's like, you know what I mean? Forget your couple of weeks in Lanzarote or whatever you do. It's a couple of weeks it's a couple of days actually in Cheltenham. It only lasts 4 days.
Yeah.
You spend as much as if you spent a month in Lanzarote anyway.
True enough.
And nobody else. I tell you something, what's extraordinary about it is, right, nobody speaks about anything
else.
Small talk was always the weather in Ireland, obviously, right? So there was a time that no matter what, you'd walk by somebody, you'd be in a cafe or you'd be anywhere and you'd overhear a conversation. Somebody was saying something about the weather to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, literally, every time, no matter where you go, walk in and out of a shop, in and out of a cafe, in and out of anywhere at all, and you'll overhear snippets
somebody
of like,
going,
15 minutes I heard, and then the thing, I believe, by the way, if it's on a surface, it can do it. And that's all they're talking about.
I bought 7,000 Jack's Rolls last night because I intend on shitting myself over the virus. Yeah, and it's all
stockpiling.
And if you're stockpiling and panic buying, you're a prick, just to put that out there. You're actually a prick. So hopefully
taking
I'm hoarding
it off
your
the rest
feelings.
Of us.
Well, you're actually causing the panic. Because if nobody panics, the supply chain will stay the same.
Don't panic!
So if you're stockpiling, you're a fucking prick. And I think it's important that you're hearing this and your feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
That you are a fucking prick. Who's actually causing a bigger problem than the virus itself.
By having nothing on the shelves.
Yeah, because now that causes more people to panic
panic. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, you're an arsehole, like, if you're doing that. It's you couldn't be more selfish. It's unbelievable, like, what's going on. Well, it's just,
I
suppose it's normal. It's human nature and human mad behaviour, isn't it?
We're our own worst enemy when it comes to stuff like that.
Own worst enemy, yeah.
I mean, because you get the ones, we seem to fall into the categories of either, it's all being blown out of proportion, versus absolute fatalistic, we are literally witnessing the end of the world.
Everybody
seems to jump into one of two categories.
And then you get the head cases of Cheltenham. This is great, like, cheering and shouting in each other's ears, spit flying all over the place. Climbing up and down, licking bowls and sharing glasses. Oh, Jesus. Disgusting.
I can't believe how much you've done a U-turn on it. It's mad. Like, you're even stopping going to the gym and everything.
No gym until this is gone. No pubs until this is gone.
And you were the man who was saying, this is great crack. I love the drama.
Ah, yeah. I didn't know the drama was getting this serious. So I'll definitely, I won't be in a pub. I won't be here.
You won't go to a pub?
No,
oh,
definitely.
Oh, no, I couldn't make you that sort of promise.
Pubs are definitely gone.
You do have to draw the line somewhere.
And no, last time I was in a pub, still, there was two of us sharing a sink and there was still three dirty bastards just drying their piss into their jeans and walking out the door.
But that's the beauty of a pub. So much germs already there. Should there be no room for coronavirus to walk up to the door and the other germs go, what's your name? Don't know you. You're not getting in here.
There's enough
germs in here.
Coronavirus has battered the bouncers. And go on in. So I'm definitely not going to pubs. I'm definitely not going to the gym. Definitely not going to any football matches. All the bowls and dubs, they're all gone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all gone. So basically, I'm just going to walk my dogs for the next year and a half.
Right.
And that'll be the end of that, I think. Yeah.
When is it over, PJ?
I don't know. God knows. I know. The good news is it seems to have reached tipping point where it was bad.
Yeah.
So in the old China. Yeah, it's starting to get, they've finally reached a point where they think they've seen the worst of it.
Yeah.
Not much concern. Not much, you know. If you're 90 and you got it this morning, you go, well, that's fucking great news, isn't it? I'm delighted to hear that. That's the worst of it. It's funny enough. It's actually the worst of it for me, as I'm not going to make it through the night because I'm 91 with a dicky lung.
My God, look at you there, out blooming, being fatalistic and all.
I'm full anxiety. Red alert.
I would have never thought you were anxiety type at all. I've never, like, any time we've ever encountered a crisis of any sort in the past, you've normally been the person who ended up in the snowdrift going, I was sure it was all at all. I was sure they were overstating.
But there's no such thing as an emergency in our business. You know, there's not. Really.
Actually, yeah, we don't really. Like,
the worst thing emergency that happens is everybody news. Listens to Lionel Richie. That's it. You know.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. That's why I enjoy this business. There's actually no such thing as an emergency. There's not. There's no such thing as an emergency. You get up caught at the moment. But now,
sometimes though, we have come in here and there's been like no coffee and all.
Yeah, yeah, and even that, you go. You go off in the humour.
Yeah.
Have a 20-minute little
meltdown. What sort of a place is this?
Squat down in the gents for yourself. I can't take it anymore. But there is actually no such thing as an entertainment emergency.
Yeah.
But now this little sniggledy virusy bastard is whipping around. And like, it means nothing to me if I get it. I'd be grand.
Yeah.
But me L one and all.
Because that's
the
thing, you see, it's the back and forth between the sort of, as I say, the fatalists and the sure it'll be grand. It's the back and forth between them. That's all that's happening.
Somewhere in the middle
is the truth, obviously.
Somewhere
as
in the
always
middle.
Happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But then between the fatalistics, we're all going to die, and the sure it'll be grand. You know what I mean? Whatever.
And the truth gets lost.
Yeah,
and
yeah. And that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't find... You're trying to find out...
Look, I'm an ophthalmologist. Ah, fuck off. That's what happens. The professionals get told to shut up. The professionals get told
but
to
be silent. But you end up with this mad thing where it's almost like sort of, you know, I was reading a thing, blah, 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 blah. Well, I was reading a thing, said the exact...
Yeah.
And then you end up with this ridiculous thing where it's like, well, look, my expert's medical thing is better than your expert medical thing.
So that
it's like some sort of weird game of top trumps.
And they're all...
Hang on a second. Okay, what did your lad say? Many letters behind your lad's name.
Yeah.
It's D... six.
Yeah.
Right,
what
I've got A behind my lad's name.
P-R-I-C-K was the letters that were after his name. And now Joe Rogan has done a big podcast.
For God's sake, then it's all over.
Yeah, and he's, of course, he's picked a worst case scenario scientist that says,
he's going full,
it's
we're all going to die
off, but then it's going to come back even worse, and everybody's going to...
Yeah,
you know,
wouldn't be Joe now if he didn't go for the kind of...
Yeah,
like,
but he was never going to give us the good news. He loves the drama of everything. Yeah. That's his whole point, is he's looking for the...
Plus, it probably ups the listens to his podcast.
Of course it does. Everybody's going to be sharing it now.
Is that a technique?
What?
Is that a technique?
The drama. Open
your podcast listens.
To be overly dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, we're getting there with the way I'm carrying on this morning.
Okay, well, you keep going there, buddy. Yeah. You keep going.
Did you know you can get it off your own arse?
It's a pity you can't get a live readout of how many listens there are. You just keep getting a bit fatalistic.
Oh,
something outrageous.
This is War of the Worlds to me. This is War of the Worlds.
I'm sort of amazed. I'm borderline gobsmacked. I've never seen you take anything seriously. Like, of course, I've seen you take that seriously.
Yeah.
But like I've never known you to be dramatic even or anything about like, and I mean, yeah, without it being sort of pantomime dramatic, like, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh no. I have to go into RTE tonight and I'm shitting myself.
Oh,
all
God.
These diseased civil servants.
They'll be, yeah,
running around. And me in the middle.
Should they let anybody into RTE?
Yes, my sister works there.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean,
oh, well, that's all right then. If your sister works there, she'll have the lay of the land sussed out for you. She'll tell you the exact places to walk. Don't go near the sales department.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that
they're always riddled. Every sales department, yeah, is riddled.
I know, it's got me mad. And the hands are crippled off me. The hands I get are all cracked, yeah, up from all this nonsense that you,
yeah,
you
know, your skin gets really dry with all that alcohol
dry
stuff and
very dry
rubs and sanitation.
You're using the water as hot as you can take it.
Yeah.
Is that how I wash my hands now? Ah,
yeah,
bastard.
Yeah, on scalding.
Shite.
On scalding.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Only,
yeah,
a full skin removal every time you go and wash your hands.
And I've started doing this thing now as well. I think it's Magic Mike's fault because, as I was saying on the show, he has this almost like dance routine. And I'm serious because like arms and legs go places and everything. Because I was waiting to go into the bathroom in here, right? And he was in there but washing his hands, right? So he had the door open, he was washing his hands. And he has this thing where one leg is flicking up something and he's doing the handle with his and his elbows, and then he's trying to, and he won't use the dryer.
Yeah.
Right, because you know that everybody, even before, long before COVID-19, people were telling you dryers were breeding grounds for...
Yeah, they always say there's particles of shit flying around, yeah, the room, and that they blow, yeah, them onto your hands. Yeah,
exactly.
The airborne.
So he won't use them. So he has to unravel the Jack's roll to dry his hands and everything. And he's trying to do everything without touching anything. And it's mad. It's like looking at a man doing a sort of a weird,
yeah,
thing.
Well, I hope he closes the door when he's actually doing his poo.
Yeah, well,
that'd
I hope
be a
so
little
too.
Bit unusual.
I think he left the door
open.
I wouldn't
be too comfortable with that.
I think he left the door open specifically so he wouldn't have to open it after he's finished washing his hands.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. So he's just sitting there doing the poo with the door open.
He was only washing his hands. I don't know. I saw.
I heard you did a poo in the sink the other day. That's what I'm just telling you what I heard. I'm just telling you what I heard.
That's brilliant. That fits in perfectly with the whole corona. I'll just tell you what I heard now. I heard there's a lad in Classic Kits and he had a shit in the sink and they all got it.
I saw it on the Joe Rogan podcast video programme. He said a fella in Dublin called Mike shite into the sink.
Yeah.
And he says he used
known for it, he is.
He used it to clean his hands because he said it was the only thing. He says it was the only thing he could trust because it came out of his body, he said.
Oh my God.
These are the mad sort of rumours you hear. And have you seen...
You could actually start anything. You could literally start anything. Especially you, with the social media following you have, you could put any mad statement out there.
Ah, yeah, no, I'm sure. I'm not
doing it.
And
it'd be absolutely
chaos. Yeah, but
chaos.
I'm not qualified. That's the thing.
It hasn't stopped loads of other people who aren't qualified.
Yeah, I know,
giving out their bullshit.
I know, yeah. The only thing that did show, when I saw the crowds at Cheltenham, I was like, oh my God, this is terrifying. Because I'm literally genuinely walking around doing everything I can to try and not touch my face. Have you tried not touching your face?
It's very difficult.
It's impossible.
Very difficult. I was in the gym yesterday.
Possible.
And to be honest with you, I thought, I was doing all the stuff I normally do. So like I was hand sanitizing and all that. And then what happened was I got an email last night from the gym.
Yes.
Saying the precautions they were taking. And it was actually the email made me think, oh Jesus, I don't know if I'll go back now.
Yeah.
So in other words, them saying, look, we're doing everything and these are all the things and there's all of these available and use that.
I know.
Take that and wash that down and do. And it was that made me think, Jesus, I never thought of that.
Not having anything to do with it.
Yeah, so now I'm proper bogey about it.
When I went in, there was a sign, you won't be allowed in without a sweat towel. You won't be like, suddenly started being like, yeah, they are all sweating, aren't they?
Yeah.
Dirty bastards.
Yeah. There was a time the worst thing you'd have to worry about was the bang in one of the changing rooms.
Yeah, or the elf and his hair drying their Mickeys across the room. I don't know why. To this day, I told you about your man, didn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting there with his
That's a fairly common thing.
Nothing but a t-shirt and socks and a hair drying his Mickey. That's outrageous.
Well, just out of curiosity, right? I assume he dries the rest of his body with a towel.
Yeah.
Okay, there is pubic hair.
Yeah.
But is that the reason he thinks he should use the
hairdryer?
He was
doing it from behind and all. It was like, that's what I said. It was like tonsils in a cartoon coming out. It was disgusting.
I remember that.
The crack and the balls and all.
Oh, dear.
Obviously, he was there. Oh, I got me talc. I need to give them a quick blow dry. And like, you know the way our lads get to a certain age, they're completely shameless.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's there with his like.
Now
you
see, that's the lad who makes you worry, isn't it? I mean, if he's prepared during normal times, to use, you know, an implement that other people might be blowing air into their face.
Well, there'd be some hipster lad then combing his beard with it the next day. You know what I mean? Blow drying and putting his beard gel in.
Yeah,
and I'm there going, I see an L. El Maliki there yesterday.
Yeah. Like, blowing the pubes off himself.
Literally blowing the balls of himself across the room with them. It was halfway up the crack of his behind, and you're there like, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, so that's it's bad.
So basically, that's it now. So I'm basically just going to get fat now for the next few weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's it. I'm just staying indoors.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll go out with the dogs.
You walk your dogs.
And that's it, yeah.
Have you discussed it with your dogs? I'm just saying, because you know the way you regularly say that one of your, as much as you love your dogs, one of your great irritations is having to wipe shit off them when they roll in it in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Have you said to them, look, the shit that you're rolling in, I don't know where it came from.
That could be corona poo. And I don't want to be doing anything about corona poo.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean?
So stay out of the corona poo. I'll be going real with alcoholic wipes. The two dogs that smell like they were on the piss.
Oh, you know the way your dogs are very friendly?
Yeah.
And they might lick somebody else's face or something.
They'll be doing all that. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Have you spoken to them about that? No. Now listen, right? Just for the next few weeks at least, till we know where we're going
here. Don't be sniffing anyone's arse. You know, don't be saying hello to anyone. Just stay away from all the people. Just let's stick together, the three of us. Yeah.
I could just imagine you having that conversation with your dogs. Don't go sniffing or licking anyone's hole, and then, you know, don't be doing that and like that, or don't be rolling in shit or whatever. And then your ma shouting down to you, PJ, who are you on the phone to?
I'm on the phone to the dogs. I'm not going to meet them in person, am I? There's a virus out there.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
That's incredible. Right, anyway, listen, people, stay safe, stay clean, stay sterile, stay.
Yeah, wash your hands and stay away from horse races, you mad, mad lunatics.